connection to business halacha. In the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, it brings an interesting question. It's in the Masechta Bava Kama. There's a story in the time of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. In the olden days, they had open sacks of various commodities, sugar, salt, and they would take with a scoop, your way out for the customer. So the person came into the grocery store, to the general store, whatever it was, the store, and he wanted to buy sugar. So he needed a kilo of sugar. There's a show that goes by kilos. And the guy, by mistake, we'll assume that it was by mistake, even if it was by mistake, it was negligent, and he put in salt. So while the buster comes home, she includes the sugar, and obviously they taste it, and it doesn't come out good. It's all salty, gefährlich. So the question is here, what is the responsibility of the store owner who sold her the salt? Obviously she could come for a refund, that should be poshut, it's a mekach tos. She asked for sugar, and he was supposed to have put in sugar, and he put in salt. But now, there's another problem. This woman used up a lot of ingredients, flour, oil, eggs, other ingredients that she put into the cake. And also, it's also cooking gas, the oven, whatever it was, either the electricity or gas. And it's all very expensive. She had a big hefsid. It wasn't just the sugar that was the hefsid. She had a lot of other hefsedim because of this maisa. The question is, could she demand from the storekeeper to also reimburse her for all the side expenses that she had due to this, to the cake. Reb Shlomo Zalman went with the Mahalach, I think it's printed today in the Mincha Shlomo Bava Kama, and he goes into the sugi of Bara Misgalgu. I don't want to go into that because it's a complicated sugya. The Mishpatei HaTorah brings it. He had it b'ksav yad, and he brings the mahalach of Reb Shlomo Zalman, and he asks some questions that it's not shayach to the sugya of Bar Mizgalgo. I don't want to go into Bar Mizgalgo because it's not the inyan today. But the Mishpatei HaTorah says that he holds that he would be chayev for the halacha of garmi. And we know that there's two forms of damages. One is a form of damage where someone damages somebody directly. For example, he takes a hammer and he smashes a person's window. That's mazik biyadayim. That's not even a shayla. But then there comes out a groma binizokin. Sometimes a person does an action, and because of that action, his action set into chain something else that happened, and because as a result the damage occurred. Now generally we know that groma b'nizokin is pata, at least b'dinei adam, b'dinei shamayim is chayev. So groma b'nizokin is pata. Now we also know there's a stronger form. It's not mazik biyadayim, but it's not the weak form of groma, and it's called garmi. Shaydim adan, what exactly is garmi? Why is garmi chayev? Well, kaponim, garmi is a stronger form of groma, and according to most Rishonim, we hold that a garmi is chayev. Says Rav Spitz in the Mishpatei HaTorah, he wants to say that this grocery man is going to be chayiv because of Dina de Garmi. His shalat that he puts over there was a guy who went. He bought a package of sugar off the shelf, and the same company made the sugar, made the salt, and there was, and by mistake there was salt. But the question is that it's not really so much different. He just wants to bring out the fact that the grocery, in this case the grocery guy, is going to be Potter Lagamri, because he's not relying, because he himself is not a participant in the, he's not negligent, he's just selling it as is. He says that the owner, the sugar factory, who put in salt, is going to be chayim. But why would this be called garmi? Oh. So he brings the halacha that if someone, in the olden days, they had coins, gold coins, silver coins, and sometimes some people get a coin, they didn't know if it was counterfeit or not. Vice counterfeiting was an old problem, or does it have the full weight? So the Gemara says, if someone goes to somebody owes me money, you are the shulchan, you're the expert, you know coins, you're handing coins, are these coins genuine? And he says, yeah, it's good, take it. So he says, okay, he takes it, then he rips up the shtar, because of, on the say-so of the shulchani. So so we pass in halacha, he's chayiv for his nezek, even though he didn't tear the shtar, and he didn't give him the fake money. The answer is that because of Al Piv, he was Moitzi Hoitzos Al Piv, that he, on his say-so, he let the guy off the hook from his shtar. So that's called Dina de Garmi, and his chayim. Another example of Moitzi Hoitzos Al Piv, somebody calls somebody to Din Torah, and guy's in Silver Springs. Guy in Silver Springs has a Din Torah with somebody in New York. So he says, I want to take you to Din Torah. She says, fine. We'll go to Din Torah in the Beis Din in New York. And he invokes the halacha of halachacha hat nitva. The nitva could set the venue for where he wants his Din Torah to take place. He says, fine. They make up. They go contact the Beis Din. Okay, Sunday morning, it's going to be a Din Torah. The guy schleps all the way from Silver Spring, comes to the Beis Din, and lo and behold, the Nitva is a no-show. Yadua, unfortunately, people make shtick with the Batei Dinim. No-show. One second. This guy just spent gears and tolls, and he had hoitzos, he had expenses. So the Mordecha brings, Mordecha says that this is called, that he is chayev to pay for him, hoitzos al piv, based on his say-so. He said that he's going to have they're going to have the Din Torah, and he doesn't show up. So that's not called Grama Ben Izokin, that is called Garmi. Oh. So the Chayre says, the Mishpatei HaTorah, based on these Dugmois and other Dugmois, the grocery man is going to be Chayiv for all the Hoitzois of this woman. Why? Because by saying that this is the sugar, and we know that sugar is expected, we don't eat the sugar plain. Sugar is something that you bake it in other things. It's an ingredient in other foods. Memela, it's basically, and it's an effect as if the grocer had told the woman that this is suitable for the purpose which I know you need it, and you can go ahead and use this sugar for the purpose which you need it for. So he says that that would be a dogma of moitzi al piv, and meila he would be chayiv. He goes into what would be the nafkamina if it's bara mezgalgo, if it's gami. That's not the needin over here. All right, so that's one case where we have, where due to a mekach, due to a sale, we have a chetimtza, where people, besides for the actual goods which they bought, but they are now going to be spending other expenses, having other expenses, and based on this say so. Really, this boils down to a sugya. Bava Basra, Sugis, Perik HaMoicha Peris, the Mishnah says, HaMoicha Peris L'chaveira, if someone sells grain to his friend, V'zoran V'loit Samchu, he plants them, he took the seeds and planted them, he plowed and all the things and he plants, and they didn't sprout, V'afilu Zera Pishta. The chiddush of Zerapishta, most people don't eat flaxseed. Even today, it's a big Indian day for the health people. They eat flaxseed, but the ikkar for the zriya is not for the flaxseed. The ikkar zriya, the people who buy flaxseed is not to eating. The ikkar buying of flaxseed was for plants, for growing flax. So Tanakama holds any chayiv v'achrius and is not chayiv v'achrius. Shimon ben Gamliel Omer zir oine gina she'ena necholin, where there's no tzad whatsoever that this is going to be bought for eating. Chayiv v'achrius is chayiv v'achrius, is responsible. Chayiv v'achrius, says Rashi, because the mekach tars. The Gemara on Tzadik Gimel on the base has a shayla. Okay, we know that he has to give back the money. Mekach tos. He bought seeds for planting. The seeds are not viable. They're not going to grow. So what? So pashut is that it's a mekach tos. Shpreikti gemara ton rabbana. Mahu noisun. What does he have to give him? It's chayev b'achrayis. Says Rashi, Mahu noisen loy, hamoich is there only calling seeds for the garden, which are not edible, and there's no tzad that he bought them for the purpose of eating. The Amrin, and that we said in the Mishnah, that chayiv v'achriusan. The question is, Mahu yishalem moich lelekeach. What does the seller have to pay the buyer? The Tanakhama says, the mei zera, the loy hoitza, he has to pay him the money for the seeds, the cost of the seeds. That's it. The loy hoitza, not any other expenses. Says Rashi, demei zera, the loy demei yitzia. He doesn't have to pay him the other expenses. The grama ba'almahu upata, just the grama, posh the grama. You're right that because of the defective seeds, he suffered a loss. But he didn't directly cause this thing. It's an indirect thing. That's called grama. He sold them seeds, so he'll pay him for the seeds, and nothing more. Grama ba'alma and pata. Yeshayim rim, af haitza. Second day in the Gemara says that he also has to pay him the haitza. What's the reason for the haitza? Af haitza. What does it mean, haitza? Yitzias charisha, the expense of the plowing, uschar poyalim, he had to pay workers to plow the land, or whatever it is that were other expenses that were involved due to this planting. So that's, according to the Yesh Oimrim, he's chayiv also to mei haitza. The Nira Be'enai says the Rashbam, the knasahu, this is a knas. it's a knas. Okay. The Maaseh is a machlokes rishonim. How do we learn the garmi if it's a gzeirah d'rabbanan? It's a knas. What exactly is the nature of the gzeirah d'rabbanan? Let's see that I want to. But so this is the sugya where somebody buys something. This is the shayrish in the Gemara for a sugya where a person makes a purchase and he intends it for a certain purpose, and he invests some of his own money in because of this purchase, like in the case of the planting, he has haitzos, harisha, schar poyalim. In the case of the woman who wants to bake a cake, she invests in flour and sugar, eggs and other ingredients, oil, and baking it. So there is a haitzah. So the chayr will come out to be totally in the machlokes in this gemara. So let's see, what's the halacha? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Aleph, Hamoicha zaroine gira, zaroine gina. Someone sells seeds. She'ein atzman shel zaroinim nechal. These are a type of seeds. There's no tzad that this person could have bought it possibly for the purpose of eating. But they're not edible. And he sold it to his friend, v'loit samchu, chayiv ba'achriyusa. He's chayiv. He has to take a responsibility. He has to give him back the money that he took from him. Because we can assume there's a chazaka here that he bought it for the purpose of planting, and they didn't grow. They're not worthy of growing, and because of that, so he has to take responsibility. What level of responsibility does he have? Just a simple level to give him a refund, or does he have to go further and to give him all the expenses, all the other auxiliary expenses? Says the Rambam, "Machzeloi adamim shelokach imenu, only the money." He says, maybe let's say there was a hailstorm, didn't grow. Okay, then he could say maybe it's because of the hailstorm that it didn't grow. Fine, but basically there is no. The Rambam is paskening, like the Manda Oma, we saw in the Gemara, that he only has to give him the Mei Zera and not the Hitzor. And that's how the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, paskin lehalach. Now let's go to another Shaila, which unfortunately occurs. Baruch Hashem, not too often, but it happens. It's a things that occur and very and it has a lot of ramifications. Baruch Hashem, people getting married, chas and kala, very excited. They meet, go out and date, givaldik. Shadchan pushes a little bit. Okay, whatever it is, became a shidduch. Okay, became a shidduch. Gevaldik. Now, usually the girl side makes a vort. They start with big expenses. A fancy vort. It's a derech. Not even fancy, but basic. Everybody has to make a vort. You have an expense. You make a vort. Now planning the wedding. Kala goes out, she buys a dress, they print invitations, they send the invitations. Vahiyah Yoim, 2 weeks before the Chasana, the Chasan says, Loi mitan aleph. No, doesn't want to get married. Why? He thinks it's not a good shidduch. Okay, that really depends why exactly he's saying no. But why we're having here the Kala's family is now looking at a very big financial loss. Besides the bushes, which we're not going to go into at this point. She's embarrassed. 2 weeks before the wedding, pulled it off. What's going on? It's the talk of town. Gefährliche thing. And unfortunately, it happens. Some will say that it's better it should happen beforehand, not afterwards. Okay. But there's no free lunch. What happened over here? This guy, basically, with his refusal to marry her, has now turned all these expenses into a total loss. We had a party. What does it mean, a party? Nobody makes parties to make a vart. Oh, you just want to have a party? Chanukah, you make a party. Chol HaMoed, you invite your friends, you have a party. Let's see, you make a vart, you have a purpose in it. It's part of the marriage process. Now he doesn't want to walk to the chuppah, so we have a problem here. So this is a tzird which comes up. So the Kalis family is demanding damages. Besides the Agmas Nefesh, which is involved, but they have receipts. They showed they had all these expenses. The hall, they reserved the hall. They had to give a non-refundable deposit. And so they're looking at a serious financial loss. And the Teve comes the Bocher, and he says, "No, not chayv anything. It's grama. Grama ben Izakeh. I'm just breaking the shidduch. I didn't cause you any loss. I didn't put my hands in your pocket and take it out. Go robbing room window. I'm potter. And besides," he says, "the girl, she deserves it," or whatever, for whatever reason that he's breaking the shidduch. Oh. So this is a very serious shaila, and the question is, how are we going to look at this? So there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Chiyah Matana Perek Vav Halacha Chaf Dalid says as follows: Hayru Raboisai. He doesn't bring a Gemara; he just brings it as a Hayra from Raboisai. The bottom they bring here, it's mashma like that in the Tshuva of Rimigash. Come on, that's how the Rambam learned up. If that was his source, it's a possible source for the Rambam. But he brings Hayru Rabbos. He says as follows: Sheim Hoya Minig Hamedina. If the Minig Hamedina is the custom in the country where this event happened, Sheyase Kol Orus Suuda V'Yachil Reyach. Today, when people get engaged in modern Hebrew, they call it Erusin. But that's not really Erusin, like Medina de Gemara. It's really Shiduchim. But in the time of the Gemara, they had Erusin. They made an Orus. And Mamish, they were Makadish. But the Minig was, if the Minig is that they make a Suda and invite friends, or Yichalik Mois the Shamoshin, or Lechazonin, or Kiyotzeben, he has waiters, he has to bring a singer. It's not just a one-man man. Chazon nin, Loshen Rabim, Ukiyotzeben, Va'asa Kederech Sha'oisin Kol Ha'am, and he did like the Minig HaMokim, like all people do. Nothing unusual, nothing crazy. Didn't rent out to Madison Square Garden. He just made a regular vart, like the Erisin, like all the people. She, the woman in this case, she decides that she's chayzer. She doesn't want to get married. Mishalemes hakol, she has to pay everything, all the expenses. Says the Rambam, why? Sharei gormaloi la'abed mamaynoi. She caused him a financial loss. Not only she caused him a financial loss, she caused him to destroy his money. B'chol ha'goyrim la'abed mamin chaveroi. Anybody who causes the mamin chaveroi to be lost, mishalem. Who provided, says the Rambam, Shiyuloi Eidim, Kamahoitzi, has to bring proof that he actually spent this much money. Shein's a Nishma Venoito. This is not halacha of Nishma Venoito, that he can make a shvua as to how much he swore. But he has to bring Eidim. Fine, so he has Eidim, how much he spent, says the Rambam, that he has to pay for all the expenses. Now this L'chaira is going to present us with a problem, because we know, we saw before the Rambam himself paskin, that by selling the seeds and all the expenses that came out because of the selling of the seeds, he doesn't have to pay him the other haitzah. He only has to pay him for the seeds itself that he sold him. As mashma, that any other expenses that came out because of this, his part. Why does the Rambam hold over here, the Rabbeisav shel Rambam, and the Rambam seconds the motion on it, and he says that he has to pay him. Now we have here a Ravid. The Ravid argues very strongly on the Rambam. Omar Avram, says the Ravid, Eini mashve im Rabbeisav bezeh. I'm not on the same page with Rabbeisav of the Rambam on account of this. Shazois hagrama doime lemoiche zaroine gina. This is mamish, similar to a case of somebody who sells defective seeds to somebody else. The other expenses, in this case there is no other, everything, all the expenses are just an outgrowth of the engagement. The engagement was not selling something. And the Rambam, and we know the halacha, by zaroine gina, he only has to give him the money for the zaroine. Says the Ravid, why over here should it be anything different? And not only that, he says, klolid shel davar, ibud mamayin shebal hamamayin oisei, loss of money that the person who owns the money did it on his own, even though he was the cause of it, pata. He's pata. So the woman did not destroy any of his money. Of course, there's a lot of destruction as a ramification of her refusal to marry him, but she didn't destroy any money, says the Ravid. Why should she have to pay? So the Magid Mishnah brings the Hasogas Ravid, and he says, he wants to make a chilek of it. He wants to differentiate the Yesh L'Taretz. He says, She'ene doyme l'zri. She'sham hoya moitzi behen hoitzois kedei l'arviach behen. Over there, the person is spending money. Why is he spending money? Because he's an investor. He invests in labor and other expenses for planting, fertilizer, and all the things. And he wants to and he wants to profit from this action. L'fikach einoi bedin she'yishalim zeh masha hoitzi kedei l'harviach. Einoi bedin, it's not right, according to the din, that he should have to pay for the expenses that the seed seller should have to pay for the expenses that the farmer had in planting the seeds, because the farmer wanted to profit. What exactly is the svara? So, say if it wants to say that since the seed dealer is not going to participate in the profits, he's not expected to have to participate in any losses on that account. Yesh Lodin, if that is the shot in the Magid Mishnah, but it's an interesting insight. At the end of the day, if there's going to be profit, you're not going to share it with the moicha of the seeds. So you also can't come to him afterwards and say and mun him for the expenses. This is Mashenkin over here. Aval kan lo yoyse kavanasi lehistake bedavar. He's not making a vort asu this erisin because he wants to profit something. Elo lehisnaig b'minig ha'ir. Kiven shehu nismach aleha, and since he relied on her, v'hi chaz raba, and she was the one who backed out. B'dinhu shetushalem, she has to pay. And then he also brings a raya He asks a kasha from a Tosefta. Tosefta says, someone bought alekeach kankana mechaver. He bought jugs from his friend, and needs it because he has a vineyard and he made wine, and now he needs jugs kankanim for the wine. And it turns out that the jugs were defective. On account wine spilled out, or got spoiled, or whatever it is. Chayiv lehamid loy demei kankanim, aval loy demei yayin. He has to give him the money, just, he has to give him a refund on the jugs, but he does not have to pay him for the wine. So the Magen Mishnah is saying, this is also a kasha on the Rambam. You see that he doesn't have to pay him for the kankana. So the Magen Mishnah, he wants to go with the same mahalach. He says, Hasam hoya miskavin lehonois betashmishon, the intent of the person who needs it for the wine, see, he's profiting. What's his profit? His profit is the hana of using the jugs. Mashenkin over here says then niradas hamachaber. This is how he wants to explain the Rambam, and then he still concludes the tzarich ian. He blabs with the tzarich ian. He really sounds a little bit undecided. Lagabe. The Machlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid, who is more correct? Oh. Well, I said the Bach and Evan Ezer Simenun. He asked the Kasha on the Magid Mishnah. He says, "My nafkamina, why he did it? Is it because he wants the profit or not? Lamaisa, because of his say so." At the end of the day, there was a hefset. My nafkamina, if he wants the profit, he doesn't want a profit. At the end of the day, it's because of his say-so. Kankanim is also l'chayr. It tells him that it's, Kankanim is made for holding wine. Oh. So the Bach wants the answer. And he says, this is what we had before, which we brought at the beginning of the shir. But hoitzi hoitzois alpiv, and we said that that's not called grama benizaka. It's only garmi, like we said. Somebody says he's going to come to Beis Din, and he brings another tzion, which is in Chashemishvatim and Shem Lamed Gimel. If somebody orders a custom-made cabinet, and then he doesn't take it, the guy has nothing to do with it, it's a weird shape, a weird size, he can't do anything with it, and he told him, "Spake it to me and I'll buy it from you." So he's chayiv all these tzirim. So says the Bach, since the minig is that when a person makes an erusin, a bird, so there's expenses which are standard thing. Basically, it says if the chosin or the kala, whichever case we're talking about, as if he tells them, go ahead and order a gown, go ahead and make a vart, because he says, I'm going to be there at the chuppah on the wedding date. I plan on being there. Just like the case that the guy does, it was a no-show by Beis Din. So here's also a no-show by the chasana. And he told them that he should feel safe and comfortable, that it's okay to go ahead with these expenses. So it's moitzi haitzois alpiv. And therefore, when this girl, in the case of the Rambam, the girl was mevatel, the shidduch, so that's not called a grama, and that's called garmi. She'ein kein zroi. Zroi, even though not a hechruch, that even though it's not edible, people don't usually eat them, but maybe it could be for refuah, for other things. So Mela, that says the Bach, that's not called moitzi, it says Mela. Rektar Sameach, over there in Schiva Matana, he asked the Kasha, that the Rambam, you want to say this as a teretz in the Rambam. The Rambam himself in Hilchas Mechira says, even if the person tells him beferish that he plans on planting it, he's still chayiv. The Rabbeinu Kosev Perek Tezayim Mimechira Ve'im hoidiyoy shehu koidne lezera chayiv b'achriyusa. Chayiv b'achriyusa means, in the Rambam's terminology, means only for the seeds and not for other hoitzois. So even here where he tells them explicitly that it's okay to take these seeds and plant them, because he tells them, I need to plant my farm, and I need these seeds, and he says, yeah, here's seeds. So it's clear that it's for Zriya, and yet the Rambam still says that he's chayiv achrayus only for the seeds and not for anything else. So how can we answer over here by the Shidduch that he's telling him that it's moitzi hoitzois al piv, even in the Rambam, is only chayiv for the etzem hoitzo? So the Arsameach wants to say a different chiluk. He wants to say the difference, where is it called groma and where is it called garmi, is if the hezek is b'shas maisa versus where it's not b'shas maisa. In our case of the Rambam, as soon as the woman refuses to get married, that is an atom bomb which explodes the whole matzav, the whole situation, effectively, every moment is went down the tubes. Garnish for it, it's not worth it. In that very second, Shain came, a person sells seeds, the guy goes and plants it. He sold them seeds today. He plants the seeds next week. So even though he was Moitzi up here, but the Hezek is not Miyat, that's only called a Groma Benisa. He says, with that, we also be able to understand the case of the Kankanim. He sold them wine, even if he told them, Beferish, that he needs it for the wine. And that's obviously why do people buy Kankanim. They're not just buying them to put the ashes from the cremation, to hold in the jug. They hold it, he needs it for wine. Yet, it's not Miyad. The Meila says, Dar Sameach, that... Says Abul Khan, she'emas ba hezek kishechozra, the oz nasu ki'ilu kol hamamen shehoitzi halach letimoyin, went down letimoyin, the total loss. Kivin shabatul ha'erusim v'shiduchim, imkein bechazirasa ba ha'hezek takeif, the damage just comes immediately. L'chein chayiv. So that's the Hezbah of the Bach. It brings that Lamaisa says the Goyin might allude to this, where a person is a Messiah of Lebezdin, Machloikis Machabin Ramah, a Sarvan, he's a person who disagrees, who refuses to come to Beis Din, and now he has to go take him to Goyish court. So Shulchan Aruch holds that he's parted from paying. Ramah brings that there are those who hold that in Mechayev. So the question, so the Goyim says, it's told in the Machlekes, why Garmi is Chayev, when you Chayev for Garmi, if it's a Shechiyachtik thing or not a Shechiyachtik thing. But Al Kaponim, L'Chayri says, L'Chayri would come out that L'Kuli Alma, if it was a Shechiyach, like a thing, and the Hezek, it has nothing to do with Shechiyach, where the Hezek is befoil, Miyad, Mele is going to be Garmi and Chayim.
This Chilak Kvar Kod Meir Shemesh Bader Reh says this Chilak.
Who?
Sharmish, by the way, says it's in Shin Pevav, like the chilak is miyad.
It's not the only one. He doesn't have an exclusive. I'm just bring it because he's learning with Balavata. This is This is neat, very neat. It's short, concise, and that's this kamav achronim. I mean, this arichas, the ben ozel, the all achronim. This is a very famous machlokes Rambam Ravid, and anybody who's oisik in choshe mishpat, it has a lot of ramifications. Not negay lemaisa. Now there's another mahaloch which to explain the machlokes, another teretz. To explain, to answer the Ravid's kasha on the Ravid, it's a sefer. It's called Nesivos Mishpat, not Nesivos Hamishpat. It's a perish on the Rabbeinu Yerucha, written by Rabbi Chaim Al-Ghazi. So it's Daf Kuftes, Halam Dalad. So it says like this. Halacha is, if someone sells something to somebody and he knows that it's effective. For example, let's say this moicha in Baltimore, and he knows that he has this volume in the shas, and he would know. For saying that he knew that it's, and he still slips it into the box, and they schlep it off to Silver Spring, and now they open and see a defective Gemara. They know that it's being sold for the kollel in Silver Spring. Says so la halacha Resh Lamed Beis. If he knows of a mum and he still sells it, so he's even chayiv on the hoitzoyis of the shipping expenses, because that's called dina degami. Oh. Aye, what are we going to do with zaroi nekin? Says the guy. We're talking about a tzir where yoda ha-moicha. The moicha knew, that's the akimta that they want to make, that when the Gemara talks about that he only has to give him, that he only has to give him demei zera and not demei haitzah, is talking about where the moicha himself was not aware of the that the seeds are defective. And Mela, lo yada amoicha, and so then he himself doesn't know, so then we're not going to make him pay for the hitzos. She'en came where he does know, if he knew that they were defective and he still sells them, then in such a case, he will have to pay the hitzos. Also, and even the Rambam would be moida that in such a case that he is chayiv, and that's why says Rav Chaim Al-Ghazi in the Sivas Mishpat, that in this case, in the case of the Shidduch, basically, what's the yesod over here? If he knows that through his actions will come out a nezek, comes out that it's if it's kavanosei lahazik, that he is, it's his intent to be chayiv, and it's chayiv, then he would be chayiv al tzdina, the dina de gami. When he sold a defective product, he has to pay for the shipping, because this is, he's called a mazik, not just a groom. So we've seen two mahalchim, why to explain the Shitas HaRambam, and Mustama by the Kankanim, you have to say the same thing. Why by the Kankanim does he have to pay him, only have to pay him for the refund on the Kankanim, doesn't have to pay him for the Yayin? Pashas will say that the potter did not know that the kankanim were defective. That's why he is only has to give him the mei kankanim. But if had he known b'chatchila that there's a leak or whatever it is, and they're not going to hold the wine, so he would also be chayav. So halacha lemaisa, we have here a machlokes for the shiduchim. So we have a shtarka machlokes Rambam Ravid. The Ravid asks a very strong question from Zarei Negina. We saw Terutzim, different Mahalchim for the Shitas HaRambam. Halacha Lemaisa, what should we do? Obviously we can't, each case in Choshe Mishpat is very different and is unique. You can't paskin by the book, so to speak. You have to determine each case, every last detail. If it's one little detail, if it changes, it can change around the whole psak. But generally speaking, the Maaseh Da'ar HaShulchan says according to the Rambam Poshet, he says B'Medina Seino, this is in Semenun Ois Tezayin in Eben Ezer, Aruch HaShulchan, he says Adin Poshet B'Medina Seino Kishamiskashri B'Shiduchim the Kaisrin Rashi Prokim, they write a document with the details of the shidduch, itnoim, lemokim. The other traveling wasn't something a simple thing, and each side has a lot of expenses. Im achaka choyze echad mehem olav lahachzer kol oitzay shoitzi atad hasheni. Of course, it's only alpi edim. He says oy alpi umdina mehabikiyim oy alpi bezdim. He adds here, there's another possibility. But he says, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't. So we have a machlokes Rambam Ravid. Does you have to pay her for the gown? Now the gown, maybe you can sell it to somebody else, but the question is, people don't want it, take a loss on it. But the other itzayis, the word that they paid for. L'maisa, the Mechava, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, like the Rambam, it does not bring any chaylik. So he says, Rabbein Abbas Yosef, Pasuk v'Shulchan Aruch, Ki HaRambam, V'chein nira ha-minak poshet b'chol batei dini, Sha'atzad ha-oiver, machzeh l'atzad ha-mekayim, ha-yitzeh oisav. And he adds, six words, Va'al pi roiv oisim pshara b'nehem. Why does he have to make here a pshara? So, this brings us back to when we started with the Shaila, with the Chos and Kala. Why exactly did the Chosin back then? So he says, well, she's incompatible. It was good enough to get engaged. You dated her, it was fine. Everything was good. All of a sudden, incompatible. Now sometimes, Sitochin, Chas V'Shalom, find out she had some skeletons in her closet, deep dark secrets which weren't revealed, and it was found out. There's no havamin, there's poshet mekach tos, legamri, she covered up, and chayav would be a starker case over here on behalf of the person who's breaking the shidduch, he shouldn't be chayav anything. Again, not coming to Paschal Allah Khalamaisa. However, sometimes
she should even have to pay him. She should even have to pay him in those cases,
for the expenses that he incurred. Sometimes it comes out, it's personal things. He sees the chemistry. He sees things about her that were not visible before. On a date, it was she was able to cover it up. Now they're spending more time together before the chasana, and he's spending time with the family, and he sees what his in-laws are really outlaws, and he's going to get himself into trouble. It's not so poshut that you can say that she's responsible. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Al pi roiv, you make a pshara," because it's not clear cut 100% who is going to, how, what level of responsibility each one has. So Beis Din would try to make a pshara. On the other hand, it would say l'chayra that if the moitzi happened to be a muhsik in money that he happened to come about, l'chayra shaila is. A different shaila about Kimli. Do we say Kimli? Could somebody say Kimli like the Ravid and against the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? That's in itself is a shaila in Klolim of Kimli. But if the person is muhsik in money, in this case where the case where the girl broke the shidduch, the husband is muhsik in money, it would be hard to be moitzi mamon. Chayav Beis Din should make a pshara.